The much anticipated start to the new season gets underway this weekend with the opening round of the 2022-2023 PSCV Premiership matches. Here to discuss it all with me on the Hit the Target podcast is, of course, Pelelani Mpangasi, former Mamelodi Sundowns defender, and of course, Twitter's biggest baby, or should I say South Africa's most famous baby, Pro Pelani. Pro, my eldest son, is older than you.
I know, I know. We should always respect our elders. And whenever our elders speak, we should listen and listen attentively. But it's important that we maintain our respect. And whatever they cry or complain about, we should listen and pay our respect all the time.
Which firstly, I feel like you have done. I saw some of your comments and your responses, and I feel like you have kept your cool and you have respected, you have responded in a respectful manner. In fact, I really do applaud you for that. I hope our listeners out there feel the same way. I saw some comments that I'm not going to share, but yeah, I'm excited for the new season. JJ, it's DSTV Premiership. Of course, the mandate is quite straightforward and simple. It's mission, catch Mamelodi Sundowns for the 15 teams. And then for Sundowns, it's just a case of more of the same. So how are you feeling about the new season?
Thanks for being here. And I feel so happy because we haven't been having PSL for a long time, and I believe that having the supporters back in the stadiums, and it feels great after a long, long time. I believe that it's going to be a very exciting weekend, and obviously Sundowns doing their best, maybe trying to project what they won last season. Yeah, and the other teams, a lot of signings, and we do believe that it's going to be a very, very exciting games on the weekend.
It should be exciting indeed. Pro, let's start with the champions, of course, being Mamelodi Sundowns against Cape Town City in the Western Cape. Friday evening kickoff, half past 7. How are you expecting Sundowns to kickstart this campaign?
A Champions League match. Mm-hmm. Two Champions League teams, Cape Town City.
The two best teams in the country?
Two best teams in the country. Currently, mm-hmm. Cape Town City is still unbeaten in 2022 in league games. You have a Sundowns team that has been dominating. I think Coach Eric Tinkler has been trying his level best to put pressure on Sundowns because he was mobilizing the 15 other teams to say, I mean, the 14 other teams to say they must join Cape Town City and challenge Sundowns. Mm. But to be honest with you, the problem is not Sundowns. The problem is the other teams, because he may get a draw, he may get a win against Sundowns, but what he does against other teams may make a difference in his season. And there's also this element of traveling in and out of the country. I don't know whether Cape Town City have the depth to manage that. I heard that they've got a squad of 26 players currently. I'm just hoping that those young kids will have the legs to carry the team in tough times.
Mm-hmm. JJ, Pro calls this the Champions League fixture. Last season they played to a goalless draw twice, and then they drew in the MTN 8s, of course, when they played each other. So typical PSL game then.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very tough game for both teams. But yeah, I do believe that maybe because, you know, I'm not trying to be biased, but I think that, I mean,
Mamelodi. When you say that.
I think that Mamelodi Sundowns, especially their coaches, they went back to check where they went wrong. And I believe that they managed to try and rectify all those mistakes that they did. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that maybe they will be able to come back very, very strong. And first game of the league, I believe they will be able maybe to try and win the game.
So winning starts for Sundowns?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Bro, winning start for Sundowns, you as well, eh?
I don't know. I don't know. My biggest issue is that Cape Town City has only signed two players from last season's squad. I think they only lost Fakhlake, who left early and went to Egypt. But you know, there's a part of me that want to see an entertaining fixture. But I do see a two-all draw. Mm. I don't know why, but I think it's gonna be a two-all draw, because I'm not sure yet what to expect from both teams.
Mm. So Bafana captain to concede twice on his debut. If he plays.
As far as I know, he's still beyond schedule when it comes to periodization and fitness. I'm not sure whether he'll be ready to start, but I think in 2 weeks time he might be ready to be a starter at Sundowns. But at the moment, I don't know, to be honest with you, whether he will play or not.
Well, when is fit, you think he will be the number one?
In the interest of the country, he should be number one. But at Mamelodi Sundowns, Dennis Onyango is there. What do you say? What do you say when Dennis Onyango is fit? I mean, at times, you know, the brilliance of Dennis Onyango is a disadvantage to other keepers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the Riyad Peterse was massive for Sundowns last season. And I remember telling people that that's Sundowns' number one keeper in the 2022-23 season. But look now, Sundowns have just signed the Bafana number one. And where does that put Riyad Peterse?
Mm. Who starts in goals for you this season, JJ, when everyone's fit?
I think it all depends with which team you play against, because you tend
you
to see that.
You think they should rotate?
No, it's very difficult to rotate the goalkeepers,
mm-hmm.
because that is one area where you tend to have maybe one goalkeeper who tends to play a lot of games. Maybe if he's out, it's because of yellow cards, maybe he's injured. But you can't just rotate the goalkeepers like that. But I think that Dennis Onyango will be able to be number one. Why I'm saying that, because especially if you look at some other teams like SuperSport, because obviously they will be able to play with crosses and whatsoever, which I believe Dennis Onyango is very strong aerially. He managed to cut those crosses, and corner kicks as well. He's very, very good on that. William is a good goalkeeper without any doubt, but when it comes to crosses and corner kicks, I believe that he's still struggling when it comes to that.
And Ronan Williams was number one for how many years at SuperSport United?
Yeah.
How many people will boldly tell you they know Boalefa Bule, they know Chikova, they know other reserve goalkeepers at SuperSport United? People hardly know who was the reserve goalkeeper at SuperSport United, because there was no rotation policy. So I don't know whether we should start talking about rotation policy now that he's at Sundowns.
I think it's interesting to see. I think we definitely have Bafana's number one against one of Africa's number one. So it's interesting. Probably we've got the first KZN derby of the season, Golden Arrows against Richards Bay on Saturday. What's your thoughts on that one?
I watched Richards Bay when they were playing against Sundowns in the Prince Mangosuthu Legacy Cup. I watched them in the Premier's Cup. I think that they are going to be an interesting side, especially in KZN.
Interesting one.
Interesting in a sense that they've recruited very good players, the likes of Sanele Bans, Mabeba as well. I think these are players that are going to give Richards Bay a lot of width, and there's a lot of energy as well. And their captain Mdolo is still out injured, but I know that when you look at Palo, Somila Ntsundwana up front, he's going to give them that pace. They also have a Lesotho international up front that they just signed. When I watched his videos, I could see that, I mean, there's potential there.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I know that there's the stage fright and all those kind of things that is going to catch up with them here and there. But I do believe that at home, Richards Bay are going to be a problem. I don't know what's going to happen in away games, but I have all faith and trust in Coach Pitso Dladla that is going to manage that squad very well and is going to do well.
JJ Pro mentions that Richards Bay have strengthened well. They've got all the tools now to compete at a higher level. Golden Arrows have obviously lost out big time defensively. Kosinansi CBC is gone, of course, but now much of the onus will be on Ryan Moon up front. Omunye Pesku Moon.
It's going to be very interesting, because Oran Moon, we know he can try and score, but the back, if the defense is leaking, it's going to be a problem, because as Upro indicated, Tunzundwana will give them a very, very hard time. And it all goes with as well in terms of the coachings. In terms of the coaches, I think Maputo Kanyeza is still wet behind his ears in terms of maybe being a head coach, but for them to give him a chance is very good. But I think that Richard Spale is going to be one of the teams that is going to give them a problem, especially Golden Arrows. And I think that maybe their mandate is to try and to avoid relegation as early as possible, because they know how it is to be in the NFT. But I see maybe Richards Bay not losing 3 points. Maybe it's a draw or win for them.
Sure. Well, we touched on the first derby. Now we've got the original derby, the original Soweto derby, rather, pro Orlando Pirates against Swallows. It is good, Dean.
Cool. You, a Pirates team that that has a new coach, a new technical team altogether, and they've made good signings. Tapelo Pogi, they've made Miguel team in the heart of midfield. They've got Nkosinathi CBC. They've lost leaders and they've signed leaders. Because the players that they've signed, I think they are very, very good leaders. And they've got under 23 and Bafana Bafana International Olympian Evidence Makopa up front. They've got an injury-free Zakelele Pasa. So you can see that Orlando Pirates are going to... And they've got Vincent Pule back.
Remember, I thought you were going to say Evanga.
No. Yeah, that is there as well to finish some of the moves. But remember last season when they started the season, they had Hotso on the left and Pule on the right, and Pirates were on fire. But as soon as Pule got injured, Pirates went down. So I think this time around they are going to start well. I hope that Vincent Pule will be okay, sir. Psychologically, and we've heard what happened to him, but I strongly believe that Orlando Pirates will have a big shout in this coming season. And Swallows, yes, they've signed younger players. They've signed Makua from Chiefs Development. They've signed Umjali from who was released by Golden Arrows. And I'm just hoping that Dylan Kerr will have a good start, because if he doesn't get a good start, I think this will color soon.
JJ?
Yeah, talking about Pirates, I think, you know, if there is a new coach in any team, you tend to see a lot of players, they give their all because they want to be in a starting lineup. And I think that a lot of players from Pirates, they are doing that currently. So whenever they are given a chance, they will want to grab it with both hands. And I think that... going to this game, they will be able maybe to try and win it. I see Pirates winning this game, and having Lepasa maybe coming back and being in a starting lineup, and is very quick up front, and with Upule and Uhoto maybe, then I believe they could win the game.
Yeah, I think it's nice now that Pirates have much more options in attack. But yeah, I also make Orlando Pirates one of my best fancies this week. And in fact, I'm including them in all multiples. In fact, I'm going to take a 20 rand bet or more on them. And of course, that is our latest Shibobo competition. If you bet 20 rand or more on any soccer competition, you could stand a chance to win your share of 750,000 rand. Of course, T's and C's apply. Pro Maruma Gallants against Stellenbosch is our next fixture on Saturday. Two teams who surprised us last season somewhat. So Stellenbosch, I think, certainly punched above their weight. And then Maruma Gallants weren't really involved in any relegation scramble. So, interesting tie.
Stellenbosch lost a very good player in Ashley Dupree. They lost, I think he was giving them a lot of energy up front, and well done to Kaiser Chiefs for signing him. And they've also recruited well, but I think the kind of players that they have recruited, they are giving them a different kind of energy than the one that they had. I think Abo Singala in midfield, they were very fighting in that midfield, and now they've signed the ball players like Abo Sitlenduli. I really don't know what to expect from Stellies this season, to be honest with you, but I know Coach Stevie Parker is a tactician, and he knows that he knows how to pull a rabbit out of the head, and I do believe the Stellenbosch are going to have a decent season. I think they are a top 8 team. That's where they belong. Maromo Gallants, I mean, the jury is still out. They've got the youngest coach in the league, 31 year old. And, I know that his age doesn't matter when it comes to, the competitive football. We just have to wait and see what he brings. And, hence I believe that is one of the games that will end in a goalless draw.
Sure. Well, Maromo Gallants did draw I think it's 10 of their 15 home games last season. JJ, so the writing's on the wall there.
Yeah, I really concur with Opro and Stellenbosch as well, losing Mark van Yerden as well, because I believe he went to Cape Town City. So they still need to try and find someone to fill his place. But yeah, I believe it's gonna be that game where there's no one who wants to go all out and seeing maybe the style of play for the new coach, for Marumo Gallants, the youngest coach, I believe, in the PSL currently, which we believe that maybe he will try and do well, but I really don't think that...
Are you saying he's a baby?
but you look at their defense as well. They've lost Uzi Tamacheke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Uzi Sakwenika to Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm.
They've lost Mark van Yerden to Cape Town City.
Mm.
And I think they will be starting with a new defense also. They've also lost Robin Ioannis, who was their leader in the team.
Yes, and
you know, these are three leaders that they've lost. And it's going to be interesting to see how they find a balance at the back. Cause, I think once your spine is sorted, then the rest of the team can function properly.
Yeah.
So you look at those players, Zita, Robin, they were always in the heart of defense. Mm. So let's see whether Coach Stevie Barker will have something magical this season.
I think one of the oldest coaches against one of the youngest. well, yeah, we joke around with the baby term. Speaking of eye-catching performances and eye-catching games to look forward to, we have Royal AM against Kaizer Chiefs. For me, undoubtedly the game of the weekend, and we can talk about the Champions League fixture between Cape Town City and Sundowns, but I think this is where everyone's attention will be at. Of course, Royal AM for many reasons, and then Kaizer Chiefs with their millions of supporters across the country.
Obviously, Kaizer Chiefs, they always have this term, it's Abuyile. I think Amakhosi Abuyile this time around. There's confidence in the team. There's confidence in the technical team. There's confidence in Coach Arthur Zwane, most importantly. And I think they signed well. That midfield, I think, when I think about Sitebe, I think about, Yusuf Mart in that heart of midfield. I do believe that Kaizer Chiefs are going to give a lot of teams trouble.
Mm.
And even in transition attack, I know that they will rely heavily on Ashley Dupree up front. I think Kamapiliat will find somebody that's going to match his energy. They've got the brilliance of Kick and Dolly. So for me, Kaizer Chiefs will be a team to watch this season. I know that a lot of people are talking about Sundowns a lot. They say Sundowns this, Sundowns that. But I think Kaizer Chiefs is a team to beat, and a team that a lot of teams are going to be humbled.
Mm.
And I know that a lot of fans, even some Kaizer Chiefs fans, will not believe what I'm saying, but I'm telling you now, Kaizer Chiefs, I know they are going to sort out that goalkeeping position as well. Whether it's the captain playing or it's Peterson playing, it won't matter. Or whether it's Bruce playing, it won't matter. I think this is the exciting Kaizer Chiefs team that we'll watch. With Royal AM, I saw them in the KZN Premier Cup. What a team. They were rotating the ball well. You can see the influence of coach Dan Dance. You can see what coach Cabozondo is trying to do. And when you think about their football philosophies combined, working together, you can see that a lot of teams are going to struggle against Royal AM, especially at Chatsworth Stadium.
Mm.
So it's going to be an interesting encounter that's going to end in a draw.
Perfectly put and summed up. We weren't expecting anything different from Pro Pilani, of course. JJ, how are you expecting this one to go?
A very exciting game. I foresee a very exciting game. Seeing Abu Dupri donning that jersey for Kaizer Chiefs, which I believe that maybe he's been longing to wear that jersey, and it will be very exciting to see whether they will still play maybe on a transition game whatsoever, or they just play an open game. But I believe that they do have a lot of outlets like Kegan Dolly, Kamapiliat and Dupree, which will be very exciting. And Twisli Twasa, I watch them very, very good. They haven't lost their identity in terms of keeping a lot of ball position, rotating the ball, playing in between the lines, and entertaining football as well. But I do enjoy them because as much as they play entertaining football, but there's an end product on top of that, which is their result. And I do believe that maybe Kaizer Chiefs will win or draw this game. Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like Royal AM will start their season off the right way.
Yeah, but JJ must not be bogus here. Royal AM beat Kaizer Chiefs home and away last season.
You know what I'm surprised you haven't mentioned, Pro, is obviously the addition of Kokota Piano playing against his former club.
No, he's out injured. He won't be part of the match. Mm-hmm. And he's out injured. But, you know, Matupu, De Jong up front. And then Kamaldin. Then there's Mfundo Tsikazi. Wow. What an exciting talent, Mfundo Tsikazi. Then there are those diagonal balls that are played by Utabo Matlaba, his long range shots as well. So there's variety in Royal AM game. So I do believe that, a draw would be a fair result, to be honest with you.
Bro, if I can recall last season, you said something similar to what you're saying now, that Kaizer Chiefs will do well this season. People will be shocked at what you're saying. Kaizer Chiefs will perform above their weight. They'll get top eight.
This season,
what are you saying this season?
This season, I'm putting my head on the block. Yeah, Kaizer Chiefs will be part of the top four.
Sure. JJ, you agree with that?
Yeah.
Top four?
Yeah, okay. Top four.
It's interesting.
I'm not saying they will win the league, but I'm saying they will be part of the top four.
Sure. Okay. That's a lot of information to take in. I'm trying to see what fixtures next. I can't. My head is spinning. JJ, Maritzburg United against Sekhukhune United. Speaking of, you know, what many expect from them this season, plenty of people that I've spoken to are expecting Sekhukhune United to finish quite highly and be the surprise package. I know they've announced a captain that hasn't played for them yet in Figo Mtambo, but how are you feeling about them and, of course, against this fixture in Maritzburg?
Yeah, well, it's Kukuna. They signed a lot of players, including a coach. but yeah, I think they signed very good players. Abo Victor Letswalo signing Mtambo, which I believe those are the players that
Cardoso as well.
Cardoso as well. I think that they will be able to do well throughout the season. And I know Kaitano Tembo. I worked with him at SuperSport, and he's one of the coaches who's more defensive. But I believe that maybe he'll give them that freedom to try and attack and play a very entertaining game, because you know Mtambo, when he's on fire, he's very good in terms of his skill and whatsoever. And looking at Maritzburg, John Matuka is new at Maritzburg. We can wish him all the best. And some other players, they went with them to Maritzburg. And Maritzburg is a very, very strong team, especially at home. Very difficult to beat Maritzburg. I foresee maybe Maritzburg winning this game.
I think it's fair to say, Pro, that Sekhukhune United do have a better squad than Maritzburg, but Maritzburg have that factor of, like JJ mentioned, they're playing at the Herikwala Stadium, and there's just so much. In fact, this is the evening kickoff under the lights at Herikwala, is always special. So there is that factor to look at as well.
And it's cold in Maritzburg. But then, you know, I'm excited with the Maritzburg team. You know, Sboniso Kongo, Rowan Human, you look at all those kids that are playing in that midfield and you say, wow, what a team. The Zugile Kewutis of this world. You can see that Maritzburg United are going to challenge a lot of teams at Herikwala Stadium. Away from home, it used to be a different story, but at Herikwala Stadium, I don't see a lot of teams coming out alive. And with Sekhukhune, I think although they've signed a lot of players and they've got a very good coach in Coach Kaitano Tembo, I rate him very high. And they've also have a senior coach, Coach McD, and I do believe that they are going to have a lot of challenges with the new team. But I do see them finishing in the top eight. They are going to have challenges because they're more or less building a new team. Released a lot of players, signed a lot of players, finding new combinations. Yes, the likes of Vusi Mncube are still there. The Kabwes of this world are still there. Selo Motsepe has been brought back to the team, and they've got Tostan Tsabata in goals. I think he's a solid international. Obviously, Katsandere retired, but it doesn't mean that Fikum Dambo will not lead the team well. I do believe in his humor, in his charisma, in his character. He's going to ensure that Sekou Kune dressing room is healthy all the time. So I see them really pushing for that spot in the top eight. But as for the game, I think this time around, I'll go for another draw, but a draw with goals.
Goals are plenty in Maritzburg, in a cold, windy Maritzburg. Two games to touch on, JJ. We start off with TS Galaxy, of course, the Rockets, hosting AmaZulu, Propilani's second team. Sometimes we think it's his first, but hey, that question hasn't been answered yet.
Yeah, I think TS Galaxy, they wouldn't love to see themselves in a very same situation they found themselves last season, because they were struggling. I mean, they were in a relegation zone. In the last few games, they managed to win some few games. But I do believe that the coach will continue doing a very, very good job, because you could see the way they play and the structure of the team, well equipped. I think that TS Galax maybe will try and get 3 point on this game.
Sure. And Ethan Brooks playing against his former club, Bepro. Of course, along with many other players looking to make their professional debuts for AmaZulu.
I see it as a Xolam Lambo match. Left AmaZulu, signed for TX, TX Galaxy. and I know that he would want to prove a point, because he's not happy with the way he left the team. He's not happy with the way he saw a lot of things at the team. And there's also a Sibusiso Vilakazi factor. Left Sundowns, still feeling that he can contribute in any team. I do feel that TX Galaxy are going to be one of the interesting teams to watch. They've renewed Umbata's contract, and they've got a very young goalkeeper. And it's another match that I do feel that it may end in a goalless draw, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm not too sure I agree with that. I mean, maybe it's some KZN bias, but I think AmaZulu could be one of the teams to look at this weekend and for the season. Tumsani Zomo, Kabetinho Mahango, Ethan Brooks.
By saying AmaZulu versus CS Galas will end in a goalless draw, it has nothing to do with Coach Brendan Truter. Don't quote me, don't get me wrong. but it will end in a goalless draw for me.
George Maluleke as well to mention. But yeah, last game to touch on, of course, Gavin Hunt's second spell at Chipper United, of course, where he's won so many league titles before. Now he has to do it without Ronan Williams and Sipho Mbule, who are at another club in Pretoria. But yeah, this one could go quite well for SuperSport United. They host Chipper United, JJ.
Ten plate against Kevin Hunt. You know,
sounds like someone's doing someone a favor.
It will be very exciting, but I think that even though Kevin Hunt, maybe he won't take it personally, but I think that since he was there cheap, he would love to pay a revenge. And I think that for him to be back at SuperSport, where he won a lot of leagues, and he would love maybe to try and make sure that he stabilizes SuperSport United. And Chipper United, they signed a lot of players, but a lot of those players, they were free agents, you know. So I believe that maybe they'll try to do
a lot.
Yeah, they'll try to do their best, but I see Kevin Hunt winning this one.
Could be quite convincing, bro. What do you beg to differ?
The Scummies, Spoken Bull, Nzabo, Matrose, A lot of young players in the Jibre United team, and a 37-year-old coach in Dane Clate, his first season as a head coach. Obviously, you cannot measure Dane Clate's performance in the MTC or the DDC, and think that it will be the same in the DSCV Premiership. It's totally different level. But I have all the faith in coach Dane Clate. It's a father and son kind of battle. Coach Gavin, the problem with Coach Gavin Hunt is this. If you are not paying attention to him now, by the time you wake up, he'll be 12 points clear at the top. So pay attention to Gavin Hunt now. If you want to beat Gavin Hunt,
knock him down now.
Because if you let him collect 3 points in the month of August and September, by the time you wake up, he'll be far.
You know what? It's funny, bro. You mentioned the father-son relationship or the battle. The last time there was a father-son battle for Gavin Hunt, it was against Benny McCarthy, and it didn't really go according to plan. So there could be some reading into that with Dane Clate.
And I remember Gavin Hunt telling Benny that you need to coach 1,000 games first before you start calling yourself my PA. But anyway, I'm just hoping for the best, Jim, for Coach Dane. I hope he doesn't lose this job anytime soon, because you know the month of August can be ruthless at Chippa United.
Yeah.
In fact,
every month, every day, every second.
Yeah, but SuperSport United will win this one.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for, of course, your insights as always. In fact, what a way to start the brand new season. It promises to be an exciting one. JJ Propilani, our favorite baby. I feel honored. I feel like, there's like a celebrity of here. I'm sitting next to former Sundowns defender, but I think the fame and the spotlight has come from you this week, bro.
No. It's not something that you should be celebrating. It's something that,